I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you again for tuning in to FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled Needs Versus Wants. Well, we all have needs and we all have wants. At the stage of life when you are looking to accumulate money, such as to pay off debt or start saving for retirement, you have to look closely at what is a need versus a want when spending your hard-earned money. When you haven't taken a good look at what you consider a need versus a want, you may be spending more on wants than needs. And if you shift that way of thinking, you should end up with extra money to plan for other needs which you may not have considered as important. You need a roof over your head. You need clothes on your back. You need food on your plate. You need health insurance. You need a mode of transportation to get to work. And if it's a car, you need gas for that car. And you need a cell phone. You want to eat out for lunch. You want that new watch or that new laptop. You want that upscale apartment. You want that coffee from the expensive coffee house. You want that new cell phone that's just a little better than the one you already have. You need to take a hard look and limit your spending to the needs and exclude the wants, at least for a period of time until you get your finances on track. One thing you can do is, for 1 month, write out all the things on which you spend money, both the recurring expenses such as your rent or mortgage, electric bill, cable bill, cell phone bill, gym membership, and those discretionary expenses such as coffee, takeout lunches, and takeout dinners. This causes you to track very specifically where your money is going. You then need to take a very hard look at all the things on which you are spending money and decide where you can eliminate certain expenses because they are a want and not a need. It's not easy if you have ingrained the habits of spending on certain things that are really unnecessary and from which you don't really derive much pleasure anyway. Break the habits of spending frivolously and create the habit of saving money. Create goals for your savings plan to help incentivize yourself to keep on keeping on. Changing habits takes effort at the beginning, but over time and with some concrete goals, preferably written down and placed where you can see them daily, you will replace the old habit of wasteful spending with the new habits of being frugal, saving, and investing. I've said it before, and it applies here too. Give someone a dollar, they have money for today. Teach someone to save a dollar, and they have money for a lifetime. That concludes this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series, Needs Versus Wants. Thank you for checking us out.